It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning, and man, I got some pep in my step this morning, Turbo.
Football season is here.
Baby! Shazam! Last night I'm watching, as much as I hated, because, man, Minnesota was giving me some.
Boy, they were.
They were giving me some juice thinking, because, look, my buddy Phil Strieve and I, along with Patrick Terrio, we going in our little three-person message, text. And, of course, there's not many South Louisiana fans that like Ohio State.
I can say that.
And anytime somebody can step up, and I have all the respect in the world for P.J. Fleck. They took a step backward last year during the COVID year, 3-4, but the year before, I mean, running a national championship.
Yeah, they won 10 games last year, if my memory serves, 2 years ago, I guess.
Yes. So it's just to be watching football, to see fans in the stands, and, of course, we all know that we still had not run this COVID thing. But I think we have realized that you just can't shut down the world and it's going to make it better.
Yes.
So we're just dealing with it the best we can.
Yeah. My picture in a picture was working a lot last night.
Yeah. I don't even know if I got to see if I have
you
that.
You got a smart TV.
I'm just still going back and I do have a smart TV.
You should. You got to play with the utilities and find it.
Yeah. But not only that, high school football kicks off last night. Brobridge over Nish, very, very torn about this game just in general because two of my best friends in coaching, Tank Lotief, who was in my wedding.
That's pretty close.
30-something years ago.
You that old?
Yeah. I got married pretty young, though. I was married at 23.
Yeah, that's young. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. So, where at Nish, who did a phenomenal job of turning that thing around last year, and I know is very disappointed this morning with that loss to Brobridge. Lotief starts a very young team at Brobridge, but a lot of skilled players. I think Coach Ware is still trying to find that spark of go-to guys that they can take the ball the distance, which sometimes you just don't have. I know he feels pretty good about his guys up front. Just needs to find those guys that can maybe take it the distance, whether it's a young guy, whatever. But I know Coach Lotief stepped in at Brobridge and was really concerned about his older guys and what was going on. But he's turned to some younger guys. I know his quarterback had a great game last night, mainly running the ball. And so 28-6, Brobridge over Nish. Highland beats Gaydon 21-12. Good start of the season for the Bears. Notre Dame, a little closer than I expected, although this is a 5A school. But Notre Dame 26, Southside 14. Southside is going to the triple option on offense. I'm not a big fan of programs with the same coach completely ditching an offense and going to a different one from year to year.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of that. Now, some people do it, and some people get away with it. I'm a big believer in sticking with a system, tweaking that system.
And Southwood's in, what, a third year, fourth year maybe?
Southside, at least fifth.
That long?
Yeah. I'm a big believer in sticking with a system and just tweaking it to your people, but to be really good on offense, you have to be a master of your system. And it's not easy. Like I said, if I got back into coaching tomorrow and say, Coach, we really want you to run the spread, I can go out and run the spread.
Sure.
I can run it. But you know what? When I start seeing all these different zone blitzes and coverages, and I'm going to see things that I'm not sure how to attack. When we line up there in that wing slot, you're not going to show me anything I've never seen before.
I hear you.
So, just my opinion. But, again, back to football, man. So, we've got just an unbelievable day of football tomorrow. The powers that be, the hierarchy of football in college has come out and stated that the most important football game of the season next year, that has the most impact on the national championship, the Final Four, is happening tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd say there's two games.
It's Clemson and Georgia. Yeah. You know, you've got Clemson that, let's face it, if they win tomorrow, they become 90% odds to make it to the Final Four because they don't have another top 25 team on their schedule.
That is
correct.
They
play in the crapola conference that is called the ACC.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's garbage. I don't think you have anybody as good as Minnesota.
I tend to agree with that, too.
I'm seriously.
Yeah,
after watching
State,
Minnesota
Miami.
Last night, now we'll find out if Miami, you know, let's see if Miami covers. I just want to see Miami cover the spread, 18 and a half points.
I think that's it, yeah, 18. Yeah.
Let's see if Miami can cover the spread. And then we'll say, okay, Miami, you might have a decent team.
And Florida State plays, I'm trying to recall, they play somebody decent.
Do they?
I think.
That's just, man, that conference has so much to prove. Coastal Carolina, UL's nemesis, they handled the Citadel last night very easily, 52-14, which was highly expected.
Sure.
Of course, Ohio State, 45, Minnesota, 31. Minnesota just kept answering. Ohio State still has issues on defense like it had last year. Early on, the young quarterback struggled, but they've got huge big play potential. Olave, the receiver, reminds me a lot of Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
He's a big timer. I love to see this. So when you're a South Louisiana fan, a big LSU fan, people say, how can you root for Gus Malzahn? I've talked about my like for Gus Malzahn already on the show about his high school background, what he brought to the college game, the front side power read play that Cam Newton ran so well and brought Auburn to a national title under Gene Chizik, but it was Gus Malzahn's offense that did it. They get down 21-0 to Boise. I want to say that early in the game they throw a pick six, and everybody on social media is killing Gus.
But, I mean, the guy went 100 yards. It was a poorly thrown pass.
Oh, yeah. They are going nuts on Malzahn. Just losing it, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the LSU guys that love to be Gus haters and everybody there just hammering him. And they come back and beat. UCF comes back and beats Boise 36-31. So congrats to Gus Malzahn. Yeah. I like the guy. I know he's a little aloof. He is the type of guy that when his team is not doing as well as you expect, you're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's kind of a strange dude. He's a quirky dude. Kind of an evil genius kind of guy.
Okay, that mad scientist?
Yes. But I like Gus Malzahn. I adopted a lot of the things. For a guy to get me in the shotgun for 15 to 20% of my snaps, and Gus Malzahn's a guy that did that because he's an old wing T guy.
I didn't know that.
He took the wing T and brought it to the shotgun and used the same types of schemes, ran the buck sweep but did it out of the gun. So many things. So he's the guy that when I got to Catholic, and I was doing a little spread stuff at Karen Crow, but not wing T type spread stuff. It was pure spread stuff, just kind of 2-minute offense type stuff. But when I get to Catholic Iron, I see I got Jason Pellerin, I got Diallo Landry coming after him, and then I had Trey Amos coming after that. I adopted a lot of those things. So I feel indebted to Gus Malzahn. I've never met the guy.
Okay.
But he helped me out a lot as a coach. App State handles East Carolina fairly easily, 33-19, which was expected. Tennessee looked really bad in spots. I went back and forth with the Tennessee Bowling Green game and the Ohio State-Minnesota game.
Yeah, second quarter, Tennessee didn't look good at all.
Tennessee's quarterback, I believe he's a Michigan graduate. He's a graduate transfer from Michigan,
I think, one of those schools.
Looks like a real stiff guy. I don't know. He just doesn't. I don't think Tennessee's very good. I don't think Bowling Green's that good. But Bowling Green did move the ball relatively well for somebody who only scored 6 points. Arizona State beats the snot out of Southern Utah, 41-14. Big games tomorrow, just big games. I'm looking so forward to getting up, playing golf, coming home. I got to head straight to the grocery store and see what I'm feeling as far as what I'm gonna cook. And then it's just gonna be straight football.
How many TVs you gonna watch?
I'm not good at multitasking.
Really? But look like you're doing that now.
Yeah. I've had to. Out of necessity. So we got Bama at 2:30. Again, won't watch that long because then the Cajuns will come on at 3:30. Georgia Clemson at 6:30, and an LSU UCLA I believe is on the same is on Fox.
And so Notre Dame, Florida State plays Notre Dame.
Okay, so yeah, that's a big one. Is that early?
Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Sunday night. Okay, so that's a Sunday night game.
But that's a big game.
That is a big game.
We'll find out what Florida State's going to do.
Absolutely. But just fired up.
Yeah, and even have a Monday game for you people, Mississippi and Louisville. Louisville, excuse me.
About to say, man, Terry Martin's feeling pretty good about his team.
Oh, yeah, marching on. Anyway, Ole Miss, that's going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff Monday night.
Okay, so we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the local high school games that will be played tonight and continue to talk football, NFL, college, everything and all football, a little bit of baseball. We got some baseball season.
Oh, yeah, and it's heating up. It's September.
Yes, everything heating up.
And we'll have tonight on Kane Radio, we'll have Westgate taking on Lafayette Christian.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back right after this. We're going to talk about all the high school games in the area, in our Bayou sports area. We'll be right back right here at 107.5 FM.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
At Arsenal Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off the Labor Day weekend tonight with Chevy Carrier and Zydeco Trio. Tomorrow, LSU takes on UCLA at 7 o'clock. Half-price drinks during the game. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints. No bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Thanks again for voting Quarter Tavern, best bar and more for this year's Best of the Tesh.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, welcome back. Local football kicking off tonight. Catholic High will be at Vermilion Catholic. Vermilion Catholic will be starting a freshman quarterback. The starter, guy they felt very good about, was a big kid. He's got a back injury, so he'll be out. Ought to be a great game. Both teams are struggling right now offensively. VC did not score in the Jamboree, which is very atypical of a VC team. But VC has lost both of their coordinators last year. Corey Brody moved on from DC and has taken over at Kaplan. And Travis Blaze left his OC and ended up at Westminster.
And all five of VC's receivers last year graduated.
Yes. So, including the quarterback,
yes,
who's an all-stater.
Yes.
If not all-state, all-state caliber player, Leger.
And then Alums, a kid that was a pretty good player.
Yeah, whose dad was a Catholic High alum.
That's right, who played line, I want to say, Rob, huh?
Yep. So, could be a defensive struggle. We'll see if Catholic High can work the kinks out from the Jamboree. A lot of unforced errors with procedure penalties and turnovers. And we'll see if Catholic High works out its quarterback situation. But see who's playing there and how they work that out. But ought to be a very good game. Westgate. They're at home, and they've got LCA, which will be covered tonight by Kane 107.5 FM. Westgate also needs to work out procedure. Now, they played a semi-clean game, I thought, against Catholic High, in that there were not any big penalties, 15-yarders, but still a lot of procedure penalties. And to me, one is too many.
Would you tell your wide receivers to look at the ball before they?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you look inside.
You see these kids waiting to hear the count instead of looking. I mean, no. So you look. I mean, big deal.
Well, in a hostile environment, even in high school, you can't hear the count.
That's right.
No, you always look inside at the ball.
I agree. I'm not so sure the offensive linemen cheat a little bit.
Yeah. So this is a big one. LCA. I saw their then-freshman quarterback come in after the Roberts kid got hurt last year in the first game against Acadiana. And this kid's special. And I heard they looked really good last week in the Jamboree. Trev Falk is it's kind of a joke. For whatever reason, Trev was never listed as the actual head football coach for LCA all these years.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Jarkata Grogan was most recently. And then when they let him go, it was funny because the news people know better. They know that Trev Falk's actually the head coach. But they even covered it like, oh, Jarkata Grogan fired, let go. Is, you know, they interviewed, blah, blah, blah. And it's just it's a facade. Okay? Total farce. I mean, Trev will now. And there's a lot of rumors to why. Trev's never been candid with anybody about why. One was that he's part of the CTE suit. I know that.
Okay.
With the NFL. And that had something to do with it. Another was his degree. If he was degreed or not degreed.
Okay. He had a diploma.
College, that is.
Yes.
But anyway, he is now, instead of officially being the head coach at LCA, he is actually the official head coach.
And, you know, they got five or six guaranteed Division I players
absolutely.
On that team.
Yes. No, DBs. They've got a D-lineman that's been offered by everybody in the country.
Yeah.
And this young quarterback is good, I'm telling you. Juwan Johnson, he's very good. Watch him come in as a freshman against Acadiana, who eventually became the 5A state champs, and Acadiana scored two touchdowns late to win the game.
I thought he was 7-0, but 14. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't score defensively, but had a pick and brought it deep in the other territory. So yeah, it was a 7-0 game forever.
And you did a lot of Acadiana's games last year.
Correct.
If I remember serving me right.
Correct. St. Martinville will be playing Cecilia. St. Martinville is loaded. They've got most of their. I've heard 17 starters back. Cecilia is a lot better. They have struggled over the past couple of years. Dennis Skane's over there. But St. Martinville will be at home. One thing you have to remember, all of these teams, if you see a team that you expect to do extremely well and they didn't, it could be to do with COVID. Because we all know that this Delta variant is much more kid-friendly, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
It goes after kids.
Yeah.
Thank God it doesn't seem to be getting most kids seriously ill.
The mortality rate is really
low. It's very low.
Thank goodness. Even though one child.
Yeah, no, but exactly. One is awful. But also the flu has killed kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Just the flu.
And meningitis and a few other things.
And everything. But I was told that Brobridge had 350 kids out in their school system.
Really?
At one point. So, it's, you know, you've got some people going to Port Barry forfeited their game this week against Church Point. I know that.
Yeah, that's Louisiana High School Athletic Association so stated that if you can't field a team, you forfeit the game.
And it's a shame they had to do that. But you just can't trust people because people will make up a reason. They'll just claim COVID when they just don't want to play a game.
Yeah, they don't want to get beat 60-0.
Yes. Or it just doesn't behoove them when it comes to PowerPoints.
Right.
Lorville will be at ERATH. According to my sources, ERATH struggled last year. Looks like they're going to struggle again. That's my buddy John Craig Arsenault at Church Point. Another Wing T guy, our little cult.
Yeah, that's a cult.
John Craig came very close to getting to the Superdome last year. Lost in a heartbreaker to Madison Prep, who ended up winning the state championship. But I expect Lorville to handle ERATH at ERATH pretty handily. Terry Martin's biggest concern with his football team early on is health. It's all about health, especially with the Jacobs twins. Got to keep those guys healthy. Delcom will be at home against Centerville. My good buddy, two good buddies, Artie Laiu's a hell of a guy, former head coach at Highland, now at Delcom, and Mark Millett over at Centerville. Millett's had some really good running backs over the years. I don't know if he still does this year. But Delcom did beat Centerville last year, so we'll see how that works out. It looks like Delcom will be significantly better this year. And, of course, everybody going into week one, hey, man, everybody's undefeated.
That's right. Well, except about a half dozen of them.
Well, going into the first game,
Everybody's
undefeated. So, Acadiana, Karen Crow, it's still up in the air whether there are some issues with VSN and sponsorships, and I'm still not sure if I'm going to cover that game. If not, I think I'm just going to stay home and watch VC and Catholic High on VSN.
That's right.
And listen to you guys with LCA and
Westgate.
Yeah. Turn up the volume there.
Yeah, I think it's we come on the air about 6:15.
Yeah.
And in that neighborhood, give or take a spot or two, and kick off at approximately 7 o'clock. So we'll.
I'm looking forward to what y'all think to talk about on Tuesday, because remember, we'll be out Monday, Labor Day, to what y'all think about LCA's quarterback. And he was really little last year, but, you know, freshmen are little.
When you say like little 5'7", 5'8"-ish?
Yeah, 5'8"-ish.
Okay, 135, 40 pounds?
Probably so. Yeah, I was going to say 5'7", 5'8", 140. Yeah.
Okay.
In that ballpark. But I'd probably think he's probably 5'11 by now. He might have pushed it. These kids grow like weeds, man.
Boy, you're not kidding.
You just never know when that growth spurt's going to hit. And I know they're very high on this kid. So anxious to see if he could end up being a dude. When I talk about a dude, like that 3-star, 4-star, you know, kind of dude. Because he did impress the heck out of me. Not only athletically, he impressed me more with his poise coming in against Acadiana's defense last year was just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. A future defensive end for the Cajuns, another future defensive end that's committed to Alabama, Walter Bobb. Just great players everywhere. I want to say 4 D1 guys on that defense. All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to talk some NFL, continue to talk a little college. And just, man, fired up. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. You know, we had some bad weather. So I forgot to tell you this. So
yeah.
I actually went to the Nish-Brobridge game last night.
Oh, okay.
I looked at the weather. I'm like, okay, there is a bad sell between Baton Rouge and Brobridge, but it looks like it's going to miss Brobridge. Well, as I'm driving up to Brobridge and I'm going the back way, okay, and I'm seeing where the lightning's popping, I'm like, that's right over Brobridge High. So 5 minutes before I got there, I'm like, this game's going to be delayed. I'm probably not going to go to the game. But I went ahead. There's not a good spot to on a, what's that road called?
Cemetery Road?
No, it's the one closer to Brobridge.
Now you're talking about 31?
When you take the right.
Talking about 31.
No.
No.
Whatever it is.
There's two roads that go into Brobridge.
Yeah, you take that right to go to Brobridge High. You take it to go to LSU game.
Yeah, that's they named the road after the Melanson. Yes, Dahl,
yeah.
Melanson.
Yeah, Dahl Melanson, thank you.
He used to live at the corner of the yeah. That's why they named the road after.
So when you get to Dahl Melanson, there's not really any good spot to turn around. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and get there and see what it looks like. So when I get there, the lightning's popping. You can see it's 6:45. Nobody's on the field. Got a lot of people getting in their cars. So I said, to heck with it. And then I looked at it, and it looked like they might not kick off for another hour and a half, which they did not. They were playing until 10:30 last night.
And, you know, these people have
– and this is two running teams.
This is a lightning counter, whatever gig they do. And if it's in within 10 miles, you got to wait 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And so they took forever. But I followed my man, Mr. Clean, Mike Coppage, on Twitter, and he kept giving updates. And then finally Tank texted me when it was done.
I never heard Mike call Mr. Clean.
Oh, he's Mr. Clean.
I just
call him Clean.
I know Mike. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's his handle on online. He's Clean.
He is. He better be.
I believe he lives here in New Iberia now. I see him jogging. Him jogging in Cane Row every now and then.
His sister's a doctor here in town.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we're going to come back, talk more ball right here. Don't forget, stay tuned after. Around 8:30, we're going to start with the Breakfast Club with Lee Kay. We'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off the Labor Day weekend tonight with Chevy Carrier and Zydeco Trio. Tomorrow, LSU takes on UCLA at 7 o'clock. Half-price drinks during the game. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints. No bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Thanks again for voting Corner Tavern, best bar and more for this year's Best of the Tesh.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. I want to give a shout-out. My nephew, which is my sister Maria, my brother-in-law Craig Brody's third child, youngest, the baby, the caboose. He will be making his head coaching debut with Kaplan tonight against North Vermillion. It's kind of weird for me because one of my dear friends, Tank Lotief, who brought Kaplan to heights that they've never seen, ever, kind of got run out of there because of his lack of political correctness.
Kaplan?
Well, female principal, dude, sorry. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Well, you know when to turn away.
And what's so funny is that the people that ran him out of there, they're gone. They're all gone. They left. Okay, but so that upsets me. But now that Tank has landed in such a great place and he's going to do such a great job, he is already doing such a great job, it kind of makes me at peace because I'm a loyal dude, man. And I hated to see what happened to him happen over there. But, yeah, Corey's got his dad with him in Kaplan as his defensive coordinator. And I do expect Kaplan to beat North Vermillion handily tonight. North Vermillion really struggling on offense. And you see, so many of these teams, I've got dear friends. Mark Broussard, my former defensive line coach at Cairn Crow, who, if I do ever coach again, is the first guy I'm calling.
Where do you end up going?
He's at North Vermillion. He's a defensive coordinator
at North Vermillion.
North Vermillion. Best assistant coach I ever had.
You need to throw him under the bus when you see a captain should handle them easily.
Huh? But, no, I just have you ever known me not to call it like I saw it?
No friend.
What's the Shakespearean? Be a friend, nor a lender be. Be not a friend, nor a lender. I don't know.
I stayed out of that class.
Wishing Corey and Craig and Kaplan all the best. Of course, I coached in Kaplan for 2 years. After
Will Craig bow to Corey's?
He better. always got to know who the boss is.
This is true. Somebody got two people.
If he doesn't, that's a problem.
Two people can sit on the horse.
I just want to know if Corey's going to, when Brody takes off his headsets, when he needs to talk to him, if Corey's going to walk up to his dad and grab his headsets and put it on his ear.
If memory serves me right, Dad coached Corey too, huh?
He did. He certainly did.
Okay. All right.
Corey was a rather rambunctious player.
Number five.
Yes. He was a bit rambunctious.
I can remember. Oh, look, my memory's good. Number five.
Oh. All right. So you've got a lot of guys in the NFL that are free agents right now, but you got five main ones that people are talking about. Can they? Will they end up on a roster? You got Cam Newton, of course.
Top of the list.
The Cowboys. Everybody says that would be the fit because the Cowboys' backup quarterback is garbage. DiNucci is garbage.
But does he want to be a backup?
Exactly. I said that before. Will he be a locker room problem? Now, I will say this. I think if you bring him in, he needs to be a guy that's going to fight for a job or a place where he has no chance at the job unless the starter gets hurt. And that's the deal with the Cowboys. Everybody knows that Dak Prescott is the quarterback of the Cowboys. He is considered by many to be the fifth best quarterback in the NFL by a lot of these lists, okay? Even ahead of Tom Brady on one list, which I couldn't imagine, but still. So the hierarchy, you've got, of course, Mahomes. Then you've got Josh Allen.
From Buffalo, yeah.
From Buffalo. You've got Russell Wilson.
Jackson.
Okay. You got Lamar up there. You've got these guys. But Dak Prescott is considered right up there.
You know, I'm wondering if Jameis Winston goes down, would the Saints even consider him?
Well, is he going to be a part of a roster? I mean, that's a big if because I do think he's going to end up on a roster.
I do, but I think he's going to bide his time. He's got plenty of money. I mean,
oh no, there's no doubt.
He just bide his time and wait for an opening.
Speaking of a guy biding his time, I'm going to jump one to get to Le'Veon Bell. It goes to show you, especially as a running back. So Le'Veon Bell in 2017 was considered possibly the best running back in all of football. And has a contract dispute. Man, I'm sitting out. I'm not playing in 2018. Has never been the same since, and now nobody wants the guy.
That's correct.
Comes back in 1920, doesn't do that well, and now guy can't find a job.
No, he was a bruise in 17, too. I mean,
he could have signed that contract for multi-years. He probably cost himself $20 million.
Or more.
Greed, man, greed. Adrian Peterson, I can't even believe I'm saying that name, but he still swears. You know, he rushed for 604 yards and seven touchdowns for Detroit last year.
Amazing.
Which is a bad football team. So yes. It goes to show you he still might have some gas in the tank. 36 years old. Todd Gurley.
Another one. Wow, just bottom fell
out. That's a gully man. You're a gully man.
But with the Rams, he couldn't do any wrong.
Exactly. But 27 now, started struggling with the Rams late. They attributed to a knee injury. We'll see if he lines up, ends up on a roster. Richard Sherman, who's complicated because of his recent – Richard Sherman, already a guy that it's easy not to like because he's just such a loudmouth. Well, then he goes and gets in – trouble in public, he gets hammered, and the wife calls the cops, and it's all on 911. He's saying he's going to kill himself, and all this stuff. So, just now all of a sudden, with a guy that you just you don't like very much, and now he's got this baggage.
Too much drama for me.
Yeah. But the guy I want to talk about the most, and this is not a guy.
All right.
This is not a guy that can't find a team. This guy's going to be finding teams after the apocalypse. This guy will not go away. He is with his ninth team and has been named the starter by the Washington used-to-be Redskins. Can I just call, that's what I'm going to call them, the used-to-be Redskins.
That's close enough.
They don't have a name yet.
No, Washington football.
No, they ain't no name. They're the used-to-be Redskins.
WFT.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah, I know.
Fitzmagic has been named the starter by Ron Rivera for the Redskins.
A little Danny Snyder's play tool. That's all it is.
I love Fitzmagic, man. That guy, he just won't go away.
He beat the Saints one year.
Oh.
About three or four years ago.
The deal is that one week he's gonna look like Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And then next week he's gonna look like a stinky Brees.
Yeah, he'll look horrible.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Because
he will throw interceptions. That's one thing about that dude. He will throw interceptions.
But he'll have a phenomenal game, like just like you said, and the next week, stinky poo. Like a bad diaper.
Yeah. So, but he's a gunslinger. He is a gunslinger. Hey, go Highland Baptist. Big win last night over the Gate on Bears.
Bears versus Bears.
Saw Coach Hudson out there.
Was it a black bear versus a brown bear?
You're right. That was Bears versus Bears.
Absolutely. So which bear stood up?
Lastly, but not leastly, Can I? Lastly, but not leastly, is that a phrase?
No, you the English major,
minor.
Oh, excuse me,
majored in physical education, so but minored in English.
So you had 18 hours in English,
at least. Yeah, whatever I had to have. I can do that.
History.
Patrick Cantlay gets the 2-shot advantage on the field.
All right.
And has a 2-shot advantage on the field. So he starts the day at minus 10 and shoots 3 under, so he's minus 13. John Rahm, who starts the day at minus 6, and he shoots 5 under, so he's minus 11. So it's so confusing, but the best rounds of the day look to be John Rahm at 5 under. That was the best round of the day. Kevin Na shoots 4 under. Victor Hovland shoots 4 under. But when you add in all of the predetermined under par noise, Cantlay's at 13, Rahm's at 11, Harris English at 8, DeChambeau at 8, Hovland at 7, JT Justin Thomas at 7, Cam Smith at 7, Kevin Na at 6, Finau, who played terribly, shot 2 over. So he turns his minus 8 into a minus 6. Billy Horschel tied for the best round at minus 5. He shot 5 under, so he's minus 5. Billy Horschel was in the back of the pack, started at even par. Koepka shoots 3 under to get him to 5 under. After today, when we come back, well, we won't talk about it again until the tournament's over, but Dustin Johnson shot 2 under, which gets him to minus 5. It's still early. All these guys are still in the tournament except for Hideki Matsuyama, who shoots 7 over.
He's out of here.
He's out. And, you know, all these guys over par. Berger shoots 2 over. Patrick Reed, who took a last-second plane, he's been sick. He's guy's got pneumonia. And I don't think it's COVID-related, but had pneumonia. Stewart Cink's over par. Neiman's over par. I don't even know who that is.
Joaquin.
I believe anybody under par still has an outside shot, but to me, you kind of make that cut at 4 under right now. Rory is 4 under. Morikawa shot even. I think he kind of shot himself out of it. Sam Burns shoots 1 over, the LSU grad. Probably shoots himself out of it. Sergio goes 2 under, but he started out even. He needed to play better than that. But we'll talk about that when we come back on Tuesday.
Yeah, you think that's fair starting him off 10, 12 under when they hit
I get it. Boxcar, we've talked before, had some opinions. I haven't thought about it enough, to be honest, but I do get why they want to give people an advantage, okay, because of you worked all year long to accrue these points
okay.
and win these, and it's a playoff.
$10 million still?
15, I believe.
Win or take all?
Teddy, is it 15? It's 15.
Win or take all?
And look, they asked Cameron Smith, who was a really cool dude. I've seen some YouTube videos, some different things. Cameron Smith is a cool dude. He's Australian. I've said it before on the show. I'll say it again. I have a hard time rooting for non-Americans.
Okay.
But he is a cool cat. He's got the worst haircut in the history of golf. Worse than Ricky Fowler's.
Not worse,
old haircut.
Not worse than that Spanish guy that played a few years ago with the red hair.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. At least he had the ponytail. I don't know. Cam Smith is just – he's got Joe Dirt. I mean, he's got a Ooh. Joe Dirt look.
Okay. All right.
But they asked him, they said, Cam, what would you do with the $15 million? And he so candidly answered. He goes, well, I'm pretty set. I don't know. I guess I'd buy some fishing equipment. Must be nice.
I'd say get a haircut.
He just basically said, I'm pretty set. I really don't need it. I guess I'll buy some fishing equipment. Yeah, how about a yacht? How about a Tiger Woods-esque yacht?
You go buy the barrier reef.
Oh, man. Go buy a small island.
Yeah, he could.
You know, but because money is always relative. And to these guys, it takes a lot of money to get these guys' blood boiling. Okay?
Yeah, you missed a putt, you still get $1 million too.
Yeah.
You know?
But $15 million, that gets their blood flowing. That gets it moving. I guarantee you. $15 mil gets it moving. I don't care how much money you got. Because you know all those guys, they start thinking, hey, man, wouldn't it be cool to be a billionaire with a B? Wouldn't that be cool? You know, they start thinking, a lot of these guys start thinking about stuff. I don't think Cam does. He's just going to buy some fishing equipment.
You think Arnold Palmer's looking down from heaven saying, you so good.
Well, Arnie helped set the table.
Well, he did, but still, he made nowhere near the money that these guys make in one tournament.
But ain't none of them were as cool as Arnie sitting there with a Pall Mall between his fingers getting ready to tee off at Augusta. Nobody was cooler than that dude. Oh, Arnie was cool before cool was cool.
Yeah, I saw him tee off in Augusta.
And again, I was not an Arnold Palmer fan. He was before my time. I was a Jack Nicklaus fan. I was a Jack guy. But now when I look back and I see those pictures of Arnie.
In the Army.
Yeah, just a great-looking dude, well-dressed, had his little twirl at the end of his swing, Victor Huckabee and Brian Saunier-esque.
Oh, yeah.
Stopping it from turning it over. You got to respect. You got to respect Arnie.
And, you know, he was in the Air Force, and then went to college at Wake Forest.
Pennsylvania man. All right.
Latrobe.
That's it. So remember, we will not be here on Monday, Labor Day, but we'll be back on Tuesday. We're going to have so much to talk about. Go Cajuns. Go Tigers. Hey, go Green Wave. Go and play in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they moved the game.
Louisiana Tech's playing Mississippi State. People don't give them much of a shot. You've got Nichols heading to Memphis.
That's right. People don't
give them much of a shot. But just... God is good. Football's here. Fans are in the stands. That's a wrap. Stay tuned for Lee K right here on 107.5 FM with the Breakfast Club.